critical control points in food production where food hazards must be controlled. The fact that no two food businesses are alike is one of the most challenging aspects of creating a HACCP food safety program. And the same scenario applies to critical control point examples. Critical control points might differ from one food product to the next, even within the same business. Despite this, understanding the fundamentals of the majority of CCPs in a food safety plan provides a sound foundation for identifying which ones apply to a specific establishment. Methods in the food processing line that can eliminate, minimize, or prevent any perceived potential hazard to an acceptable level are considered critical control points, CCPs. Regarding food safety, the significance of appropriately detecting CCPs cannot be overstated. These procedures are essential components of the food production process, ensuring that food businesses serve only safe foods to their customers. Regulatory bodies in the food sector have defined fundamental and general CCPs from which a food service business can select and implement. Containment, prevention, and eradication of microbiological hazards are the primary examples of important control points in a basic HACCP food safety plan. The presence of microbiological pathogens is seen as a major factor contributing to food safety problems, such as foodborne sickness. This does not mean, however, that there are no crucial control points associated with chemical and physical dangers.